More than 50 people crowded into a room at Nick's English Hut today to discuss what some downtown business people have referred to as bums. The meeting drew attention on social media yesterday after Nick's co-owner Susan Bright sent other business owners a letter titled "Bumcomers on Kirkwood." Bright's letter went on to address panhandling, petty theft, and drug dealing downtown. This afternoon, she began the meeting by addressing criticism of her language in that letter.
I want to apologize first off by my letter that was titled "Bumcomers on Kirkwood." Those who know me just probably didn't read into it as much as people that don't know me, but I do apologize. I just want to say I apologize for offending anybody, and my real intention is just the criminal commerce on Kirkwood.
Bloomington Police Chief Mike Dekoff took questions at the meeting from downtown business people, as well as advocates for the poor and homeless. An employee at Nick's told Dekoff about recent incidents in which people had harassed customers and employees. The employee said there are also issues with drug use and sales behind the restaurant.
And we tell the police, and they simply tell me every single time, hey, I didn't see it, I can't do anything, let us know next time it happens. Well, it's happening every single day.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody in this room would agree that, you know, the law that's in place now requires us to witness a crime if it's a misdemeanor. And I'm not sure there would be anybody in here that would want us to just start going wholesale arresting people when, you know, we don't have the evidence to support that.
Sure.
So I get what you're saying. We cannot be everywhere every minute of the day. And I understand your frustration when you call. I mean, drug deals happen pretty quickly, and unless we're right there, there's not really a lot we can do.
Many attendees at the meeting were critical of how business people complained about crime downtown. Erin Marshall says negative attention is unfairly directed at people in poverty.
I just want for a moment to ask what a proposal might be from the bars and the restaurants that are on Kirkwood, who serve alcohol to college students who participate in the same behaviors that bums participate in. There is a lot of criminal activity in Bloomington, and a lot of it is sanctioned by the university and by the businesses that operate here. And if you enjoy going out to restaurants, and you enjoy having a drink, and you enjoy doing all of these other things, please try to understand that other people enjoy that as well. And just because they don't have a home doesn't mean that they are any more wrong for doing those things than any of us is. The majority of violence that involves homeless people is violence against homeless people. If you are afraid to walk down Kirkwood because of a homeless person asking you for money, then I think that people should question where that fear comes from.
Police Chief Dekoff said he thinks part of the problem stems from a misunderstanding about who commits crimes.
It's unfortunate that I think everybody groups, you know, the bad element, you know, you call them, you know, the panhandlers, homeless people, whatever. They're not.
It's a broad.
But unfortunately, people just group it all into one label, okay? Yeah, there are thugs that hang out in people's park. You know, they're not homeless. They don't panhandle. They just are troublemakers. We have that.
Dekoff went on to say that city police officers do routine foot patrols downtown. He also said the city police department is, quote, short-staffed, unquote, which he said makes it more difficult to do those patrols.